Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a feedback on the voicemail. You never know where that may lead you. You might even be on my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Well, my listeners, in the next few days, it'll be February. This month is gone by quick. Time is not waiting on us, and so we better do what we got to do before we leave this world, okay? So I want to take the opportunity to present to you. She's listed as the first black trillionaire in the U.S. I thought I was going to be that, but evidently somebody's beat me to the punch, okay? So her name is Suzanne Schenck. She was born on an unspecified date in 1952 in Savannah, Georgia. Suzanne Schenck is an African-American civil engineer, businesswoman, and CEO. She is definitely known to the world for a multitude of highly admirable business achievements, some of which have set new standards worldwide, one of them being the fact that she is the first African-American woman to be at the top of a publicly traded financial services institution. She has always had a massive number of other successes over the course of her sometimes lucrative businesswoman career since 1987. Now, Suzanne was raised as the only child in her birthplace. Her father, Roger Schenck, who was a bus driver, and her mother, Mary Schenck, who was a school administrator. Her earliest interests are unknown, but there is the fact that she was a skilled writer among her peers. At the age of 10, she won an essay contest related to Why She Loves Savannah, and thus appeared at the opening of a new convention center. As for her education, she attended an unspecified local high school from which she was directed towards social engineering by her high school guidance counselor. She first furthered her education by enrolling in the Georgia Institute of Technology, from where she graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in civil engineering in 1983. However, after her short work experience related to submarine noise migration, she decided she wanted to pursue a different career. And in 1985, she enrolled into Walton School at the University of Pennsylvania, from where she graduated with a Master's of Business Administration degree in finance in 1987. Now, as mentioned in an article published by the New York Times that Suzanne herself wrote, entitled From a Crisis Opportunity, she first started gaining experience on Wall Street in August of 1987, even though that wasn't recommended for someone with her degree. Then, in her own words, Black Monday occurred 2 months later, and large financial firms started laying people off. I learned that business is critical, is cynical, and that out of crisis comes opportunity. Over the next 10 years, Suzanne worked for several companies, including James J. Lowry and Company, a financial advisory firm. Over the years of garnering a good amount of invaluable work experience, Suzanne eventually met businessman Napoleon Bradford III, specifically around 1996. In the same year, the two were approached by Meryl Seibert, a prominent businesswoman and the world's first woman to buy her own seat on the stock exchange. She proposed the idea that the three of them should work together and form a magnifical finance firm, to which Suzanne was to be the CEO and Napoleon chairman. Suzanne gladly accepted and took up the position, and the firm Seibert Synopsis Shank and Company, LLC, has been blooming ever since. They were even able to navigate relatively easy through the financial crisis of 2008, which it was in 2010 in the top 10 municipal finance firms in revenue, which was the first such achievement for a minority and woman-owned company. Suzanne retired in 2016. Even though Meryl co-founded Seibert Synopsis Shank and Company, LLC, with Suzanne, Meryl Faye Seibert, also known as the first woman of finance, has had her own company, Meryl Seibert and Company, Incorporated, since 1967. Upon Meryl's passing on the 24th of August, 2013, at age 84, Suzanne was appointed acting CEO of Seibert's company, also known as the Seibert Financial Corporation. Suzanne often says that Meryl and Napoleon were the two main tutors that made her career much more prosperous. Meryl, as one of the two, has had a New York Stock Exchange room named dedicated to her in memoriam in 2016, which is the first time any such room was named after anyone, and it's called Seibert Hall. Now, as for Suzanne's romantic involvements, there is virtually no information across authoritative sources regarding any of her partners. However, it is known that she is married. Through the identity of her husband, the details of their marriage, and the history of their relationship are a complete mystery. Together, they have two daughters named Devin and Cameron, whose surnames and birth dates are also unknown. Lastly, there have not been any rumors surrounding Suzanne's love life, and she has never been seen attending any public events, in particular male company. She is thought to reside with her husband and daughters at an undisclosed location in the U.S. Suzanne is considered one of the most influential women in finance and thus carries many titles that she's accumulated over the years. One of the first was being named to Essence Magazine 208 Power List. She was also named one of the top women in finance in 2010 by U.S. Bankers Magazine, WealthManagerWeb.com, and America Banker Magazine. Black Enterprise Magazine listed her as one of the 50 most influential black women in business and one of the 75 most powerful blacks on Wall Street. Additionally, Walton School recognized her from over 100,000 graduates into its 125 influential people in Ideal List. Lastly, she was named Entrepreneur of the Year by National Association of Securities Professionals. She was in 2010 situated in Detroit and working for her company, which she was asked to help and co-found an internship program that focused on allowing job financing for inner city students, named Detroit Summer Finance Institute. Even though the general view of the municipal finance sector is usually not as attractive as that of the corporate one, Suzanne took this opportunity to give back to the community in her own way and thus help educate various young people on how rewarding her profession can truly be. Suzanne is number one. TheRiches.com often create lists about some of the most influential figures from various career paths. And when it comes to Wall Street women, in 2016, Suzanne was on the top of the list. Ruth Porat and Abigail Johnson was right under her. In spite of the fact that their careers were blooming, while Suzanne's was at its end. Consequently, Suzanne left the business as a champion of her craft. Have you ever wondered how rich Suzanne Shank is? As of early 2018, according to various authoritative sources, it has been estimated that the total of Suzanne's accumulated wealth is over a staggering $3 billion. She made her fortune by being the founding leader and CEO of Siebert Senesis Shank & Company, LLC, for over 20 years, and for managing to massively improve this company's performance thanks to her innovational business strategies. Since Suzanne is retired, her net worth is not likely to increase. But lo and behold, it is, because she's the first African-American trillionaire in the U.S. Thanks to the ever-expanding grasp that social media has on worldwide audiences, it is in the best interest of most celebrities to keep their fans informed about their activities and thus maintain and potentially increase their rating and profit. However, it doesn't appear as though Suzanne is at all preoccupied with maintaining her involvement in this trend. Seeing as her presence on social networks is all but ubiquitous at the moment, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts in her name doesn't exist. My first honoree of the 2022 Black History Program is Suzanne Shank. I guess that's a good thing she's not on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, because I bet they would be blowing it up. But I just had to find out if there were any Black trillionaires in the U.S. And so I found out this one so far. So within the month of February, I'll be giving you the Black trillionaires, the Black millionaires, the Black billionaires, and let you know that we are God's people, we are blessed, and we are prosperous. So don't let social media, TV, show you the negative images of African Americans. At this point, like the Bible says, the first should be last, and the last shall be first. It is our time. We're becoming first in every aspect of the American prosperous Life. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. I really would love to hear what you think of my show. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Also, go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It's an audio book as well, so if you can't read or don't like reading, I will read it for you. Also, I'm very excited getting ready to drop another audio book. Stay tuned for that as well. It will be on my website real soon. Again, all is well. Stay tuned next week. Same station, same time. Very important things are getting ready to happen on the Linda Monroe Show. God loves you, so do I. Be blessed and love your neighbor as you do yourself. Until next time, stay safe out there, get those vaccines, and God is your protector.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Vashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.